This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He has committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Self-Talk. It's all about self-management and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
Have you ever felt like you are going through so much? Work is the same routine, no opportunity for promotion, or listen to this one. The new person that you just trained got promoted. Chuck, talk to us about how to proceed under pressure.
Wow, Dr. Yo, that was a great question. So many of us are under pressure. I think everybody's under pressure to grow beyond their situation, do better in life, make advancements in some area of their lives. Now, how do we do that? And how do we look towards the future? I think the first thing we have to do is go back to what our message is. What our message is. Sometimes we feel like, say for instance at home, we're trying to get a message across to our husband or wife or children. On the job, we're trying to get a message across to our employer, our colleagues, our partners, our customers. At school, we're trying to get a message across to our professors.
Right.
I think that it starts with your individual message. What are you all about? When you have a message, you're able to, it gives you talking points. It gives you action points. It gives you thinking points. It gives you feeling points. It allows you to be consistent. It allows you to stay on point. It allows you to stay on track to who you are, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the issues that may be going on in your life. And let's break it down a little bit more. And a lot of times people think, hey, you know what? I just can't get ahead. I just can't make it. I'm not, this person is holding me down. This relationship is not beneficial to me. At school, I just can't seem to study because I have to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. We have excuses. Give yourself an excuse to win. Give yourself the excuse to be involved with your message every day. When you wake up in the morning, what is your message? What are you selling? You hear me say it on the podcast often. What are you selling? Are you selling integrity today? Are you selling hope today? Are you selling progress? Are you selling whatever thing that you want to do in life? It should come out through your message and not how people perceive you. It should come out through what you want and how you want them to perceive you.
So let's go back here and the scenario I gave you about being on the job, training someone who ends up getting promoted. That's some serious pressure. How do you then break through the fact that you continue to stay at the level you're at? How do you break through that?
Well, that's a good question. When you say stay on the job, break through something, you have to determine, okay, where is it that I want to go? What is your message? If you have determined that you want to be a CEO, a manager, a supervisor, a professor, a CPA, a street sweeper, the best husband, the best wife, the best choir director, the best banker, whatever it is that you have determined that you want to do, do not allow the circumstances at work to determine where you go. Now, you may have to deal with some of the politics.
Right.
You may have to deal with some of the processes, but you have to have a plan. So as you are thinking about your message, living your message, you also have to be developing a plan. So if you are in a situation and it appears that you're being held back, held down because of whatever, look at your plan. Your plan may not be intact. Your plan may not be current. Your plan may not have polish on it. So as you are dealing with the politics, make sure you deal with your plan as well.
And then again, you have to realize that that may not be the job for you. And they may be doing you a favor by closing the door, correct?
Yeah. And again, it's how you look at it. Is the door being closed, or is this an opportunity for you to redirect your message and your place in life? Just because when somebody closes a door, so what? Let them close the door. Dig a hole, go up under the ground, and come out the other way. Be like water. I say it all the time. We have to be like water. Water is the most powerful commodity on earth. It's nothing that water can't get around, under, through. It's nothing that water can't lift. So if your message is, you know what, I'm going to be fluid like water,
right,
no matter what the circumstances are, at some point, that will become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And I just really got it where you're talking about just because you don't get the job, so what? And I think if we really do take that attitude of so what, move on, look for the next opportunity, we won't get into that feeling sorry for ourselves, you know, moping around, wowsy, wowsy me, negative, that dark cloud that's over us. So I think that's a good point to bring up. It's like, okay, so what? I'm bigger, I'm badder than this, I'm greater than this. Let the next opportunity present itself.
Yeah, it's just like sports. You know, if you play any kind of organized sports or even street ball, just playing a game, if you lose by chance, the first thing you want to do is look at what caused you to lose.
Not necessarily. No, the first thing you want to do is you're sad, you're moping around.
If you're a winner, you're looking at what caused me to lose. You may mope, but champions don't stay in that mode very long.
Okay.
If you're a champion, your question to me was, how do I get past this, right?
Right.
Well, first of all, I said you have to, what is your mission, your message? If your message is, I'm a champion, I'm a winner, I am the best, I am on top, I am this, that, and the other. Well, if you have a losing situation, you will not stay in that mode too long. You're going to say, you know what? I'm better than it. Let me find out where my Achilles heel is or was during that process. What caused me to not achieve during this time, during this mission, for this goal? So you have to say, listen, you know what? Let me analyze this. Let me look at my plan. Let me polish it again. That's what professional athletes do. That's what your CEOs do. That's what mothers do. Every day, mothers and fathers who are underemployed, unemployed, having challenges with how they're going to pay the rent or the mortgage, or how they're going to have find the gas money to get to work and take the child to school, and where they're going to get the money to buy food and all that. Every day, they still show up with the food. They get where they're going. They get to work. They get home. The child is clean. That's a champion. That mother, that father is not saying, I shouldn't say everyone, but for the most part,
right,
my experience with my mother, hey, Dr. Rowdy, my mother, that single woman, that my mother who was a single parent, many mornings I saw, and many days I saw her wake up challenged with the issues of the day. But in the evening, those challenges were not challenges because she, some kind of way, that champion in her some kind of way got through that day, and the next morning showed up. Those issues may have showed up the next day, but she went through that process again, and we kept going through it over and over, and we kept achieving over and over. Even though there were some challenging circumstances, there were a lot of accomplishments as well. So it's about your message, not about your mess.
Well, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I also think, you know, we talk about self-talk. And I noted that several times when things didn't go my way, you know, you'd feel kind of, you know, hurt about it. And then you kind of self-talk yourself through it. And you're like, wow, that wasn't that bad. Why am I going to let that little situation cloud me over, ruin my day, ruin the week, and ruin everybody else? And you're like, oh, you just keep on moving. So I hear about what you're talking about, the message. and being a champion of yourself. You've got to start within by self-motivating yourself, self-talking, pushing your way through it. And I guess that's how that pressure, you know, you're going to move through or move beyond that pressure. What about a personal situation?
Absolutely. Though? Let me tell you a story. Someone that I know, this is a gentleman, he's in his late 50s, mid-50s, not late 50s, applied for a job. And he actually got the job.
Okay.
And after getting the job, they had to do the background check.
Mm-hmm.
During the background check, it demonstrated his past.
Mm-hmm.
The past wasn't that glamorous. Even though he had received a doctorate degree from this nice school, accredited university, he had went on to do a lot of phenomenal things in his older years, his later years. But his youth was challenged with a lot of criminal dynamics.
Okay.
And it showed up later on in life. Well, this job was now in jeopardy. And he and I was talking, and I said to him, I tried to encourage him best I could. And I said, you know, my friend, that sometimes we go through things and we have smoke on us because we are challenged to do something bigger in life.
True.
And a lot of times when you have the smoke of the past on your body, on your emotions, in your thinking, in your spirit, it's usually because you've been through a lot of stuff. Now, why did you go through those things? The stuff that you went through may have been to help somebody else reach their destiny. And sometimes our mess is a vehicle for others to reach their destiny and ours to be reached as well. And sometimes that smoke is an indicator that you are on your way to your future. You're on your way to your destiny. Sometimes when you haven't been through anything, trust me, listeners, it's coming. Smoke is coming. But when it comes, realize that it's just the indicator that you're headed somewhere.
Wow. That's powerful. Very powerful. So I had asked the question, though, when you take this type of pressure, let's talk about relationships. How do you proceed through pressures of relationships?
Well, again, we've said in several of our podcasts, one, it starts with listening. Two, it starts with dialogue and communication. Three, it talks with being honest in the relationship, knowing yourself, talking, communicating, evaluating. Also, your message. I'm going to go back to that. What is your message to yourself and to your mate, to your environment, to your circumstances? Speak to it. Don't just let things happen. Speak to it. Wake it up. If it's sleeping, wake it up. Say, hey, this is what I need today. This is what I need tomorrow. It may be different than it was yesterday, and that's okay. But in relationships, it's about communication. It's about adjustments. It's about looking to the future. But mainly, it's about talking to yourself and having a message. What is your message? Who are you? What are you selling? When I say sell, I'm not talking about buying or anything. I'm talking about what are you exchanging in that relationship? What's in it for your mate?
Right.
And vice versa. I have a theory that I use when I'm doing presentations. It's called with them. What's in it for me?
Right.
Right. So in a relationship, your partner should be able to identify what's in it for them and vice versa. If not, then that means that's where the listening, the talking, the communication, those courageous conversations should really kick up and kick in.
There are those people who are predisposed to be helpers. And they carry the burdens of other people. How then do you help those to break away from the pressures of being the savior?
Right. Well, again, the triangle. You know, I'm a Laker fan. And so, you know, they run that triangle offense. I have the triangle theory as well. Don't be the savior. Don't be the victim. And don't be the persecutor. And I think if you can stay off of that triangle, then you're moving somewhere.
Thanks, Chuck, for another great conversation. And I know we're going to continue this and pick it up in another podcast. feel free to contact us with your comments and topics. Subscribe and follow Respecting the Future podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leventwo, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number two, at me.com. Glad you joined in on our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.